It was quite a shock. It's not what I expected when I woke up on Friday. But really, my concerns are more for our service members and our families and what may lay ahead.
Can you give us an idea of what happened yesterday? Did you have any sense this was coming?
I knew there was conflict. I wasn't sure that it was going to impact me directly. There had been conflict ever since January when there was a tweet put out by the Department of Defense Public Affairs that suggested radical changes without any prior consultation with the staff, Stars and Stripes.
And it wasn't just you that was let go. Who else was fired?
The publisher was fired, Max Lederer, who had been our publisher for more than 20 years, and an Army officer, Bronze Star recipient before that. Laura Cordy, one of our reporters, was also given a separation notice.
And at some point, you were directed to no longer use news stories from wire services, like the Associated Press, which is considered an industry standard. What were your thoughts there?
Well, my initial thoughts was it was going to be a lot harder to provide breaking news and a complete news picture for service members. There are stories like, for example, at a base in Italy, Italian workers may go on strike nearby the airport. And that's not something we're terribly well equipped to handle, but we could always rely on wire sources to tell service members what's going on. So we lost that ability, and we lost the ability to, for example, report on what was happening in Tehran because we can't have our reporters there. So it did limit us.
There are a lot of things for folks who don't read the Stars and Stripes or aren't familiar with it. They may have heard about it, but they don't know it specifically. Can you give us an idea of how much of a reach the Stars and Stripes has?
Well, it is reaching service members not only around the world, but it is reaching everybody both in print and on the web at stripes.com. We also have a social media following of over 1 million, and we're receiving millions of page views, millions of video views each month. And it goes out in places and to people who may not have stories covered elsewhere, that at least the types of stories that we're going to cover.
A tough question. With this change, is it reality that Americans are still getting the truth about what's happening in the military? Or are we potentially heading more towards propaganda than facts?
Well, I certainly hope that we can continue to provide accurate news and information, and that the rest of the Defense Press Corps can do that. But at the same time, it's harder to come by information. The Pentagon hasn't had a press conference since May, and it's a tough situation right now, but I'm hoping there are still a lot of dedicated reporters out there doing their best jobs.
With the changes in the Pentagon press corps, did that affect Stars and Stripes at all or no?
Not as much as some might think. We weren't actually asked to sign the document that a lot of others, which many reporters said would restrict them unlawfully. But we did feel that a lot of those provisions were not in our best interests to comply with either.